Okay, this is Dinah Zeiger interviewing Harold O'Connor at the Artist's Home in Salida, Colorado on October 11th, 2007 for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution. This is disc number one. So Harold, let's start off with talking about your early years. What was your childhood and family like? Where were you born and when?
Okay, I was born in 1941 in Utica, New York. My father was a doctor in Watertown. No, outside of Utica, New York. I forget the little town. I spent the first 5 years of my life, around Utica, Waterville, I think it was Waterville, New York, where they lived. He had a practice there. And my other relatives lived up in Messina, near Messina and Augsburg, up in northern New York. So I spent the summers up there on the farm. My grandfather was a farmer, and he came from Canada across the St. Lawrence to see my grandmother, and they got married. And he started out with nothing, then he got one farm, and then when he died, he had three farms. But I used to spend summers up there. In 1948, my father took a job with the state of New York at a state hospital. He became a psychiatrist. Before that, he was a regular physician. And he worked then for the state system in New York. And he took a job in a place called Willard, New York, on Seneca Lake. This is a little town of 200 people.
Wow.
So that was near Ovid, New York, about 3 miles away. I went to early school there until ninth grade. And then in ninth grade, we moved to Rochester, New York. And I went to high school in a suburb of Rochester, New York. My mother was an artist. She did all kinds of art, and she had a lot to do with the Home Bureau and crafts. And so my early exposure to crafts was when I was very small. And even when I was a little kid playing with toys and stuff, I was really good at piling things up high and they wouldn't tip over. And so I spent a lot of time a kid as alone. Because I was only child. I spent a lot of time with dog out in the woods and roaming around. So I've always been handy with doing handwork and making things. So in high school, I took a little art. I remember I think it was sixth grade, I made a little canoe out of plywood and put it on Seneca Lake and went out there and actually worked.
Wow.
And so that was my first thing with a chop, making something bigger than something small. Through high school, I wasn't a good student at all. I was bored, I guess. I barely got through. And I didn't really think about art until later. I thought of psychology, and because my father was in medical field and psych. And I had spent every summer since I was 16 working in the state hospital.
Wow.
In the summers, around and on the grounds and stuff. And I really didn't know, after I got out of high school, really what I wanted to do. But I came out to Colorado, to Gunnison, Colorado. That's where I first started college. I got accepted in two places because my grades were so bad.
What college is in Gunnison?
The college was in Gunnison, Western State College. And I liked to ski, so that was another thing coming out here. And I majored in psychology.